views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to focus a little bit with some angel messages about the upcoming new supermoon. It's actually a black new supermoon. And the reason it's called black is because it's the second one of the same month. That's the only reason it's called that. So it's nothing any dark or spooky. But it's an interesting one because it comes in with the Leo energy. And there's a lot of great energy here that helps us with our transformative time. We know we've been shifting. We've been doing a lot. And this one is all about leadership, taking charge of your life and leading your own life. And I love it because it's really coming from the heart. It's not being afraid to make those choices from the heart-centered place of your passions, what's really right for you. And, you know, the lion always represents Leo, but there's courage in that, the courage of the lion, lion-hearted. It's associated with all of these things and leadership. So it's great energy that comes in with this new moon. New moons are all about new beginnings. This is the second one in July. We've had quite a bit of energy. And if anybody's been dealing with the retrograde and or technology acting up or misunderstandings and communications, that's about to fall away too. Mercury retrograde is going direct on July 31st, the same time this new supermoon comes in. It comes in late on July 31st, so about 11, what was it? I wrote it down. 11:12 p.m. Eastern time here in the United States. So if you're anything like an hour ahead of us, you could be August 1st in the wee hours of the morning. So just keep that in mind. Wherever your location is, it could be August 1st for you. Even though it's August 1st, it's still considered the black supermoon, the black new moon for you as well, because of the proximity and it's so close to that timeline and at the end of the month, beginning of the month. So regardless of whether you're July 31st or August 1st, it's still the same type of moon for you. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about that today because I love the moon cycles anyway. We know that full moons are about releasing and letting go. And then we have new moons that are all about, okay, brand new. It's pretty much written there. And the energy of Earth, you know, is affected by the gravitational pull of the moons. Well, so are we because we're made up of water. So that's why if you feel like, gosh, I really feel these things, I feel this movement and this shift. Well, that's why it makes sense to me. And I feel them. I do too. So just know all good there, all good. Now, if you're new to the show, we're all about the metaphysics. We're about the angelic realm. I have worked with the angelic realm really my whole life. It just comes natural to me. But at the same time, you can actually build on your relationship with this beautiful angelic realm because they are there to help us. They're there to support us. They're divine beings. We're not worshiping them. They are literally aspects of the divine that are here to support us while we're working on this challenging earth journey, right? Now, they don't tell us what to do. They don't violate free will, but they support you. You don't feel alone, you know? There's a difference between being alone and feeling lonely. You know, you can be around, surrounded by a lot of people and still feel lonely. And then you can feel perfectly content if you're by yourself doing your own activities. So totally different there, guys. Totally different. So a supermoon, it will intensify. The moon will feel closer, it bigger. You won't see a new moon because it's the beginning, so that's when it's just brand new. But it you feel the energy more if you are very sensitive to the types of energies that come through with that. Now, why is this such a big deal? This is a big deal because we are in a huge transition for something better, to be better, to be higher frequency human beings, to live and align with Earth that is moving into higher frequency. Just all of this in metaphysic terms is a better life all the way around. You know, letting go of all that lower toxic energy that affects you. Putting your focus more into where you want to be and raising your frequency. Just being, you know, more toward that, aligning with it. Our bodies are changing with it. Our emotional bodies are aligning and adjusting, and we've been having to do a lot of letting go of old stuff and beliefs and shifts. And we've been gently nudged. It doesn't feel like it sometimes, I know, but we've been gently nudged to go inward. This is an inside job from the heart instead of making all these decisions from, you know, the head and the mental and, okay, this is what the popularity does. This is what we always did before. You know, all that programming. We've really been nudged to go inward and find what resonates from our heart. What drives you? What excites you to get up every day? What is it that you truly want with your life? What works for you? What is a better choice for you? This energy with Leo's moon is great for supporting that, because now we've been through and we, you know, when we got to the June, July as part of the year, it's like now we're into the second half. Now we're really seriously building that new life we've been wanting to do. And if there's anything you've been hesitating on, this energy can support you. New beginnings are all about taking that step forward. The retrograde will go direct on July 31st. So that Mercury retrograde with confusion, all that. And that's not to be negative in your life. It's really to give you time to review, to see where you want to be on that. Excuse me. I just had a tickle. Whoa. Excuse me. It's making my eyes water. Hang on. I have my water. Hold on. I don't know where that came from. So here we are looking inward. We're looking at our heart. What does our heart truly want? Not what somebody else wants for you, but what do you really want? And trusting that, respecting it, honoring it, not being afraid to act on it. That's what this energy is going to help you do. So we have been thinking about this whole thing, like maybe you overanalyze it, or maybe you keep repeating the same questions when you're asking for assistance. Like, is this going to work for me? Is this going to work for me? If you pay attention to the emotion behind your question, is that coming out of fear, afraid? You're not expecting it to work. I'm really pointing that out because that is something we're working to release, that fear of. Because that repeats and kind of cancels out what we're trying to do here. So I wanted to bring that up and highlight it a little bit, because that is a common obstacle that we trip ourselves on sometimes. I've done it too. I have to watch it too, because you're like, maybe hope, you know, but if that energy behind your question is this going to work for me? Am I going to get that job? Is this relationship going to happen? Why are you afraid that it won't? Why are you asking that? What's going on with that question? And that's why I'm bringing it up, because it's something to ask yourself within, like, what's driving me to ask that question? What's driving me to say this or keep asking that same thing over and over again? The angels have been guiding us gently now for a while. Well, with what I pick up from them anyway, I can't speak for everybody, but what I pick up and what I experience is what I share with you. And they've been gently guiding me to encourage you, and they've been doing it with me as well, is they're not going to tell us what to do. They're going to help support what we choose. And they want you to be confident in your choices. This energy is perfect for that. Leo, leadership, take charge of your life. Let's go. Let's be the leader you need. You know, if you think about it, do you feel like you're just squandering in circles? It's like time to take the reins and lead. And this energy will do that. So here we go. So I want everyone to know, this is very positive, uplifting energy. Leo energy is very happy energy. It's excitement energy. It's courage to step forward. It's like there's no head, you know, it's very, very brave, very, very fearless in trying things. So if there's something that's, you know, you've been really nervous about trying to do, this energy can help you out, give you that, you know, that little extra, yeah, I can do this. Let me give it a try. Watch out for the perfectionism. Don't be afraid to try something because you think you won't do it perfectly. Usually that keeps people from trying at all. And then nothing happens. See, I have said it before. I'll say it again. Cause I even have to make myself try things sometimes too, because sometimes we try something and it was like, oh, that didn't quite work out the way I wanted. And then you try again and you get better and you learn from it. And that's just the way it works. Don't be afraid to try something. Don't be afraid to try something because you're afraid it might not be perfect. Okay, watch that one. These vibrations are very uplifting if you want to get into this one. Now, for the last couple of weeks, you may have felt some heavy loads, some heavy emotions coming up, some heavy old history coming up that just felt like, oh, why am I feeling this? Anything like that, that was because it was purging and lifting and releasing. It was coming up to the surface to be recognized for what it is so you can let it go, so you know what it was that was in your way. It's really an internal house cleaning that we've been doing. So if you were feeling that way for the last few weeks, this energy brings it in to lift it up into the new cycle, to really help you integrate, to just settle into what was revealed to you through the eclipse energy. That eclipse energy was pretty strong in the last few weeks that we've had. And it was really intensifying what all that releasing and bringing all that stuff up that needed to go away. It was drawing a lot of spotlight attention on whatever it was for you. So know that whatever that stirred up for you, whatever changes that was bringing for you or things that you know you need to change, you're feeling a change of heart about something, you're shifting, this moon will help soften that and help it unfold for you to work with it and to just flow into something new and let it transition naturally. So I really like this moon. I'm excited about this for all of us because it will feel very encouraging. The angels were very excited about this. I've been working a lot recently with Raphael and Michael together for myself and for others, and just to give you what they can bring as a tandem. I did speak a little bit more last week and focused on Raphael and what he can do for you. But they together, they are so perfect for what we're going through right now. So I asked them for the guidance that I'm going to share with you today about this moon, about how we can work through things, how we can just celebrate where you are right now. Because this is a time to do that. It's Leo energy is very uplifting, very optimistic. Very optimistic, very, you know what, let's just do this. Let's be done with all this heavy, you know. After we've been doing some heavy lifting for the last several weeks. So You want to celebrate where we are now. I want to say hello to everyone that's joining me in the YouTube live chat at the video stream over there, and hello to everyone at the Facebook live stream that's over on Transformation Talk Radio's page. Who do we have over here in live chat? We have Kelly, Karen, Judy, Michelle, Shadana, Maddie, and Relaxing Meditations. It's good to see you guys there. I know we have a lot of people that follow the show. They're probably on their vacations or traveling and here and there. So we want to wish you guys well. And a lot of people listen to this after it's been live and it's on the archive. So we want to welcome you too, because I just feel all the energies of everyone. And I feel like it's just time to celebrate life, because if we're all still here working on this, we've accomplished a lot. I want you to think about it. We've accomplished a lot. I'm going to take a short break, grab a little bit more of that water, and when we come back, we will start really diving into what Archangel Michael and Raphael have for us on this moon coming up. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you were meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're going to dive right in because I have some good things to share with you and some highlighted points that have come from the angels about this new moon. First, let's start with Archangel Raphael. Raphael wants to point out that this particular moon, it has, you know, it's drawing things to us that are about good time to set intentions, okay? Intentions, your intentions. What are your intentions? Make a list, make a mental note, however you do this, but pay attention here for a moment. As we're coming out of the Mercury retrograde and it starts to go direct, where it clears up the communications, it might feel like it's slow out of the gate at first. That's okay. Let the energy settle in. It's not like you're just going to, you know, open the gate and run like a racehorse kind of thing. It's not like that. it's going to just slowly flow in. Now, we've changed a lot. Eclipses have brought to our attention what we are done with. Eclipses are finalizing the energies that we've been healing and doing. Raphael's the healing angel. He is all about what heals. And so with intentions, he's wanting to remind us, and this is how he put it. He said, and I loved it because it helped me too, your intentions are very powerful healing energy. I was like, well, yeah, they are. And he says, the intention behind an affirmation of what you want to manifest is very, very powerful. It's like the fuel that drives the affirmation. Here's the thing. Make sure that's going in the direction that you want, because you have this power to fine-tune intentions. Really set your intentions for where you want to go. Perfect energy to do with this new moon. This new moon is all about let's go. Let's make this go higher, better, improve. For example, your intentions behind whatever it is that you're driving with your affirmation is what you're looking at. So say, for example, your intention is you want to make yourself healthier or live a healthier lifestyle. Be careful. And this is just to draw attention, because you have a positive side to that, or you could have more of a, you know, what you don't want. For example, what are you saying behind I am? I love that, because I am healthy and thriving. That's your goal. Say it as if it's already happened, kind of a thing. That really helps, because if you're used to saying, I'm tired, I'm sick, I don't feel great, I feel like I'm dry, you know, if you're saying that behind I am, that's kind of the belief. And this is where we're working on our manifesting skills to shift and work with this energy. So intention would be, I want to be healthy and thriving. Not, and I wouldn't even say I want to be healthier than I am now. I want to be healthy and thriving, period. You know, you're already there. You arrived, kind of a thing. Setting that in motion with the intention of what you want versus I hope I can do this, or I need to start trying to do something, or I should do that. See, that's still the energy that's not going to bring that into fruition. So he really wanted to remind us that your intention behind your affirmation, and your affirmation could be positive or negative. Think about it. I am happy or I am miserable. What's the intention behind either way? So you see, that can go either way. So if you have some intentions, or think about what you've been saying repeatedly, or how you express yourself, has it been positive or negative, or where are you with that? Are you second guessing and doubting, things like that? This is a really beautiful reminder, and this energy supports it even more so. So he really wanted us to know the power of the intention, the power behind the affirmation, the two together. Wow. You have a powerhouse right there of healing energy that's yours, that comes from within you, because you know what you want to shift or change. Okay, this is very empowering. This is taking leadership of what those outcomes are for yourself. Okay, you take this information and you apply that with what Leo brings to the table on a new moon, on a new beginning. Like, I'm going to start this fresh, clean slate. I'm going to take charge. You know what? I'm changing that. This one could be better. I mean, if you wrote them out and you just listen to what you say, even if it's to yourself or what you express, do you complain a lot? Or are you, you know, like say you wake up and it's not a beautiful sunny day, but it's a rainy day. It's not a bad day. It's just a wet day, right? It's kind of a different way to look at it, right? It's like, oh, it's raining and, you know, whatever. But it's really how you approach it. You can make anything like the glass half empty, or you can switch it to the glass half full. And metaphysics really is focused on, I mean, a lot of that is about, you know, our reality is created by what we believe, our intentions, our thoughts, all that energy, energy's behind everything. And if that's the case, then we have a lot of power that we could use to shift that. But do you acknowledge it? Do you realize that you can do that? And it's really powerful when you go heart-centered, which is what this energy is about. It's been about that for a while now. It's been about what is true to you? What makes your heart sing? What is it that you really want? That's what you want to bring your intentions, your affirmations, your beliefs around to support that. That's what you want to do. You want to support where you're coming from that, you know, where's your heart in that? It's not about just surviving day in, day out, paycheck to paycheck. And it's not just about money. This is abundantly a lot of energy that can be huge abundance in lots of areas. Happiness, abundant in, you know, things you can feel abundant and it be, man, I've got everything I need. I'm great. You know, it could be a simple life. It could be an extravagant life. There's not anything wrong with either one. It's what supports you. You may be one that prefers a simple life. You may be one that wants the more extravagant life. It doesn't matter. It does not make one right and one wrong. It's what supports you to keep you lifted. What supports your heart passion? You see, so I really like this because the eclipses showed us what was in the way. It brought up some, maybe some old stuff and you felt emotions. If you were one that feels, which this show draws a lot of people like that, if you have been experiencing like, whoa, why is all this coming back up? Or why is this? Why is that? Why am I feeling this? What's going on? Why am I having things, you know, pop up physically? Why am I having things mentally, emotionally, anything like that? Because it was bringing attention to it. It was bringing it up so you could see what it was that was in the way. Because what happens a lot of times when people are asking me for a reading or you're looking and you're searching within your own heart, you're asking that. You're like, what is it that's stopping me? Where's the block? What is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to do? I hear that a lot. It's not a to-do thing. It's a be, you know, not human doing, human being. But we are always looking for, like, what is it? Well, a lot of that came up with this energy that we just went through to show that to everybody, because we're all working on it individually. And then as a group, as a whole consciousness of humanity, everybody's getting a little bit, okay? Everybody's got something going on, because even if you don't listen to any of this, everybody's feeling changes somewhere. So that's a big one. So I hear, let's see, Karen over in the chat, she's saying, I see the old shifting out of my life and the new coming right on in. It's so amazing. That's awesome. I celebrate you, Karen. That's fantastic to hear. And thank you for sharing that. Don't hesitate, guys. If you guys have something to share, put it right out there in the chat. The energy with Michael. Now, I told you what Raphael was saying. Okay, Raphael. I'm going to take a quick break here in a second. When I come back, I want to share with you what Michael, Archangel Michael, had to say about this. Now, you know how he is. He's fearless. He's good. And he's got some things that he wants to share about what we can do with this energy too. I hope you guys are taking notes, or you're going to save or download the recording for this, because these two angels working together with this energy, it's perfect. It's a perfect alignment of you having all the tools you need to really get things going in the direction that you want in your life. Hang on, guys. I'm going to take that quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what Archangel Michael has to say about all this energy. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about angel messages, particularly from Raphael and Michael, Archangels Raphael and Michael. I shared with you Raphael's insights and tips and what he had about that in the previous section. So this one, I'm going to share what Michael has. Now, this moon is a great new beginning moon coming up on July 31st. And Michael, you know, he's wonderful. He is the one that can cut the cords if there's any to cut. He's great about the fear if you feel like that's coming up. And we were talking about, Raphael was talking about working on those intentions and affirmations. What Michael's saying is you've got the power to take control and take charge of your life, which is what this Leo energy brings, because that's how you can make your decisions moving forward. Basically, you know yourself better than anybody else. So this is where you have the power to really fine-tune this when you're working on it. Now, you have intuition. You have intuition. You know what's right for yourself, not anybody else. You know what's right for you. You need to stop basically fighting against yourself. This is what he's saying. He's saying, you know, don't argue with what you know you should do for yourself. Don't settle and don't people please or whatever it is you're doing. He said, you need to honor and respect what you know is right for yourself. He's being really affirmative with that. You know yourself. You need to trust yourself. This is what he's saying. And you know what's right. You know what's right for you. And he's being really direct about, let's not play this game. You know what you need to do. Why aren't you doing it? So he's kind of calling us out a little bit on that, but it's good. It's good. It's like, you know, he makes you think. It's like, you know what? He's right. He's right. Now, everybody can tap in and use this courageous new moon. Okay. This Leo fearless new moon is amazing. Works great with Michael's energy. Okay. Then we take those tips that Raphael is saying about, let's heal this a little bit. You know what the issues were that came up with the eclipse, working on those affirmations. Where can you tweak it? I'm going to go back to the chat because I see some things coming in. And what I'm noticing here, let's see, relaxing meditations. I've been struggling with smoking and keep telling myself I'm going to stop, but any trigger prevents it. Okay. I would tweak that part. I keep telling myself I'm going to stop. I've already stopped. I know you haven't, but you see what I'm saying? Go to the place where it's already done or it's already resolved, because it's more clear, like we're communicating with the universe. This is what I want. Not that I want to eventually stop. I've already stopped. So it's kind of being clear about how you want it to be. I would tweak that. I would tweak that. I am healthy. You know, it's already done. It basically take the focus of the smoking out of the picture completely and focus it differently. So that's something that I'm just suggesting, using some of those tips that Raphael brought in. Michael is like, if there's a cord, the trigger is a cord. Michael is the one. Like, you got to cut that. When the trigger pops up, nope. Cutting that. Let's change that. We got to move on. No more of this yanking me all over the place kind of thing. You know, he kind of keeps it real and he kind of toughens it up a little bit. So that's a couple of points on that one. We've got Beth. Beth, hello, Beth. Oh, she just popped in. So it's good to see you, Beth. Maddie is saying, this is further confirmation of all the energies I keep feeling. I've been consciously resisting the urge to be frightening by how powerful it feels. Yeah, it is like that. It can feel that way. And because it's new, it's kind of like if you have an automatic response or reaction to something new, being hesitant with it, that's probably what you're experiencing. That's what I'm feeling, Maddie, as I read that. Any advice from angels on how to do that? Okay, I think I just answered it before I answered finished the question. Basically, acknowledge that it's brand new and it feels unknown because it's so strong. Yes, it is strong. Absolutely. And if you feel energies anyway, that's a good thing, because that means your antennas are sharp. They're awake. They're alive. They're working. Our bodies, our responses emotionally and mentally, we feel these energies. And some people, it's just waking up for them. For those that have always been that way, it's getting stronger, where you'll feel a little bit more, you know. I get teased all the time that I can hear my hearing, and it's because I intuitively listen all the time, but I can hear the slightest thing. You know, it's like, oh, you can hear a gnat's wings moving like 2 miles down the road. I mean, people are exaggerating, but that's the joke, because they know I can hear it. And other people are like, I'm not hearing that. And, you know, and I always have been teased that way. When I was younger, my dad would do the sound tests, because he worked with electronics a lot. And he said, you hear things that people don't usually hear. So maybe I got dog hearing. I don't know. But that's intensifying. And it's like, wait, I'm noticing something different. I hear something different. I hear more. I hear music a lot that's not playing. And I love it, because I know that I'm hearing and picking up a different frequency or dimension. And I just take my sights and I go there, and I'm like, love it. I love it. It reminds me of easy listening classicals, is what I keep hearing. It's very high pitched frequencies. And I go, you know, I could swear the angels are singing. So the advice from the angels on doing that is literally acknowledge, Maddie, you know what? I am a little bit scared and overwhelmed by what I'm picking up here, but it's new. And that's the only reason I feel like that. That is what he's saying to me right away. So Michael's the one for that. And then use Raphael to go, you know what, let's just change this. I'm not going to be frightened of what I'm feeling anymore. And some of it's like, whoa, some of it you might feel a heaviness, because some of the old stuff that's coming up, and this is something I wanted to point out, some of the stuff coming up, you feel the heavy-heartedness because you're feeling the weight of those things, that frequency at it, that it resonates at, is just too heavy. Your body doesn't want to hold it anymore. That's why it feels that way. So you go, you know, I just got to like let that go, detach from that. As you lighten that load, things change, totally changes for you on that. Now, I did also have an email. I'm going to bring that in right now. We had an email come in last week that we didn't catch before we had started the show. So I do want to bring it in this week. And this is from Wendy. She goes, I have been seeing repeating 8-8 for the last few weeks. Can you tell me what you feel coming through for me? I am waiting to hear about a job that I interviewed for that would really transform my life. And I'm getting married in a few weeks. My goodness, that is abundance. Lots of things going on for you. So many positive things happening. I really feel like the number 8 is a message from the angels. Yes, it is. 8 is a number of abundance. It's the infinity. You know, it's never ending. It goes, comes in and flows. But when it's doubled like that, it's stronger. If there was 3 or 4, it would be more intensified. It's kind of, it increases the intensity of what you're experiencing. You have a lot of abundance of a lot of things flowing into your life. You're absolutely spot on. You pretty much answered that question. Here's what I'm picking up about the job. It feels like the perfect job is coming to you. So if you think it's this one, it could be this one. If this one doesn't happen, it doesn't mean that the job's not coming that's perfect. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like it's okay. This is what I keep hearing. I keep getting these smiles from the angels. And then they say, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. By now, this came in last week. By now, she probably has already heard about that job. I feel like that's already something in the making, and one thing will lead to another as well. So it doesn't feel negative at all. All those 8s are really good signs. Getting married, you have relationships, you have a lot of things to be excited about. I would absolutely say thank you to the angels for sending you the 8s, and then look for any other frequency and numbers. I've seen it very common to see like your 8s, and then the next day see a lot of 4s, or the next day see 12-12 or 11-11. They're communicating, and it's like the decipher code. And I paid attention, and I write down, okay, I'm seeing 10-10 all day, or I'm seeing 11-10, or I'm seeing 12-12. And a lot of those numbers that I see more common now have shifted because I'm not who I was a year ago, so why would I need the same message over and over again? So that logically makes sense to me. So things like that are really, really awesome. Now we have another one coming in from Kelly. We have, hi, Jen, I'm feeling very scared and overwhelmed in about every direction in my life. Do the angels have any messages of hope or a way that I can keep the faith when I release all this fear and pain? Okay. Yes. Well, the affirmations we were talking about, Kelly, are going to help you. And I feel that an art outlet works for you. If you feel like you haven't been creative in that, or it feels stifled or distracted, do something different. I think automatic writing would be amazing for you if you don't know what that is. I mean, it's literally just purging out all that overwhelm energy, and write for 30 minutes. No matter what's coming into your head, just write it out. And it's a really great way to purge. A lot of creative people use that. I do too. I love it. And some of the ways you do that, and this is an energy clearing technique you can do. You can use it with any creative outlet. But if you're avoiding kind of processing the energy, it doesn't really get rid of it. It's just kind of more of an avoidance. So, you know, sometimes we go, I'm going to go do something else to get my mind off things. Sometimes we just have to feel it all the way through. And yes, they are overwhelming and scary. It's very similar to what Maddie was bringing up a moment ago. But I, you know, you got to try something that you're not familiar with, because the energies are coming up to go away. Absolutely. But don't be afraid to fill in. You know, you can work all day long on releasing and letting go. And then that affirmation, you'll cry it out, you'll whatever, run it out, whatever it is you do. But the writing keeps coming up. I keep coming back to that. I feel like you need to write. One of the ways to do that that's more energetic is you can use a computer or type it, but honestly, use a pen. Use a good old-fashioned pen or pencil. But I prefer pen. Why? Because you have a tendency to keep making it perfect and erase and correct what you did with a pencil. Don't do that. It's a purging. It's not trying to write perfect grammar. Don't worry about misspellings. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. And you literally just write without lifting your pen for like a half hour. Some people will go, I'm going to get a hand cramp if I do that. Well, then start with 10 or 15 minutes, but try to build up to doing 30 minutes in the mornings when you first get up. Or, you know, it works best when you first wake up because it flows before you start your day. If you need to do it at the end of the day, do it. It's kind of a journaling, but it'll look like mumbo jumbo hot mess. And, you know, after you get it all out there, you can just get rid of it, rip it up, tear it up, burn it, whatever. You can do that. The other thing about doing it is if you can't think of anything to say, then write that. Say, I don't know what to write. Then say, I don't know what to write. I mean, it's literally like this crazy brain dump energy expenditure, because when you feel overwhelmed, there's too much going on. It's flowing like crazy. If you're creative, it can feel very like, oh, it just won't stop. And so this just helps clear out some of the excess, because as all of this is dumping and coming up to release, some of it for a lot of people could be really heavy and a lot. It just depends on what's there. But guess what? You came here to get rid of it. You came here in this lifetime to do this. So good for you. Good for you. I'm proud of you. So everybody, go for it. Just do it. So what I'm suggesting for everybody individually, a lot of this can be great for anybody that has any of this that they want to do. Now, remember, you want to know who you are. Before we wrap this show up, because we're going to be going off the air here in a moment, what you want to do is, remember, Raphael said intentions are very powerful healing. What are your intentions? If the intention is not taking you up, positive, lifting you, then we need to tweak that, right? Use the intention behind the affirmation. Tweak your affirmations. Remember, tweak your affirmations. Pay attention to what you're saying all the time and work on consciously going, wait, I don't want to keep saying I'm tired or I'm overwhelmed or I'm scared. Okay, we were seeing that pop up. I am safe. I got this. Those are perfect for you, Maddie and Kelly. Hear me out. Those are good. So you keep going with countering the one that just keeps coming up and feels a little bit like crazy. Okay? You just keep countering it. You counter it with something that's lifting you. And as you take it down, as you take it down to the balancing act, you want, if the fear's coming up, the overwhelm, ask Michael to cut that cord. Nope, I don't need that one. I don't need that distracting me. But then you're going to do something about it too with this energy. Now remember, the moon, this is a super new moon called a black moon, just because it's the second one of the month. Comes in Leo, so it's got a lot of good energy for you to start a new beginning. And it's coming in on July 31st. At 11:12 p.m. It's late at night. That's East Coast time for me on the United States East Coast. So if you are anywhere else, it could be August 1st for you in the wee hours. So just know, you don't have to be right on that moment, because you start to feel these energies within a week of them approaching and a week after. It's strongest at the moment. So, you know, think about that July 31st, August 1st timeline there, and set yourself aside some time to do some journaling or automatic writing. And automatic writing has a different tune for some. When I'm saying to do that, I'm saying just go with whatever's coming in your mind. It's kind of a brain dumping. Another definition of automatic writing is literally going down and just intuitively listening to your soul and let your soul write, you know, or you're channeling, you know, a message from angels and things like that. That comes in time, but not till you do it at the beginning to just literally get all the clutter out of the way, the mental energy that's just bouncing around all over the walls in there. You got to clear that out. If you have any kind of rituals or anything you do to clear your energy, Don't stop doing that. Clear your energy as it starts to feel full, whether it's salt baths, a dip in the ocean, using sage. Don't forget to clear your space in your home. Clear you, okay? Any of those habits, using your crystals, whatever it is that you do, you know, don't forget to put that as part of it. If you use crystals, don't forget to put them out in the moonlight to clear them, okay? Or, you know, wash them in water or something like that, because sometimes they're taking quite a bit on for you. Be careful. Some crystals you cannot put in water or something like that, but most of the time you can. Like quartz, yeah, rinse it off. If you have clear quartz, you're good to go. That's one of the ones that can do just about anything for you because it holds a lot of data and absorbs energy. They're great to have. Now, let's see. We have, Karen's saying, she says, I always say I got this. Awesome. Relaxing meditations. I woke up in the middle of the night and I knew the time was going to be 3 a.m. before I even saw the clock. Yeah. Your body is kind of in sync with something there. And so I love it when that happens. Isn't that kind of cool? My dog does that. Oh my gosh. I can tell the time of day by her. You wonder, how do they do that? How do they know? They are so good at picking up the energy. She knows what time of day it is and she lets me know. Judy is saying, when my emotions go bananas, I take a few breaths and tell myself I need to go meditate and tell myself this too will pass. And it does. Absolutely. That's great. The deep breath, why does that work? And I'm glad Judy brought that up. I'm watching time. Okay. Your breath is your connection to your life source. I mean, your breath is that. Okay. So that's your, like, it's called prana sometimes. So taking a deep breath in, on a physical note, for those with the anxiety or overwhelm or the panic and all that kind of stuff, a deep breath, deep, not shallow where your shoulders are going up, it immediately triggers the switch from the fight or flight to I am okay, I'm calming down. It relaxes your body. It's all tied into the nervous system, to the physical. It's really a great gateway between your spiritual, your emotions, your mental energy, to the physical body that feels things. So remember, anxiety, things like that are really manifestations of fear energy, and we already know that. You've identified that. The deep breathing is fantastic. It doesn't have to be for very long. So, Judy, I'm glad you brought that up, because absolutely. Meditation you always have with you. You may not have the salts. You may not have the crystals. You may not have this. You may not have your sage. You may not be able to do some of those things if other people are around and or you're at work or something like that. Don't forget to clear your energy at your workspace, too. Because you're mixing and muddling energy with other people's stuff, okay? They've got their own things going on. They're not trying to dump it on you, but if you are a sponge and you absorb that from outside of yourself, you need to clear that. Remember, we're shielding up to keep our good stuff in, not focusing on what everybody else is doing so much. You want to just keep your good stuff inside you with your shield. And the meditations, honestly, meditations are really one of the most important things you can do these days. And it doesn't have to be specific. It could literally just be sit down, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, blow out. And every time you take a breath in, you're taking in good energy. And when you exhale, you're expelling the energy that's affecting you. And in 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes tops, you've calmed down. You've settled yourself. And you can do that several times a day. And it doesn't cost you anything. And you always have your breath with you. My goodness. If you find yourself shallow breathing or your shoulders are always up here, or you feel like you're doing this a lot, you're probably shallow breathing, which means you need to stop and make a conscious effort to take the breath deep into your belly. Because this is a sign of tension, shallow breathing. And then you're not taking in life fully. And it also, if you're going a bit spacey or mind's all cluttery and you're all over the place and you can't seem to focus or concentrate, the breath will bring your body and your soul, bring you back in and you're grounded. It'll ground you immediately. Yeah, it brings you back in and you're present. It brings you into your now, because you don't want to be fear in the future. You can't do anything. The past is the past. That it needs to go. Just let it go. Focus here where you are right now. And remember, work on your affirmations with the intention behind it. It's very powerful with this moon. So on this new moon, just know it's new beginnings. It's fueled with great energy for you to shift forward. You've been working and working and working on all this letting go stuff. Take some time to work on some building some new. You'll feel some of it simultaneously going on. You're still letting go of some things. But then sometimes it's nice to take a break and go. It's like when you're moving out of one house into a new house. You're cleaning up and packing up the old one, but you're over in the new one and you're building a new, you know, you're opening and you're setting up house in the new one. That's what you can do here. So you're still working on releasing, but also take a little time and work on that new, because it gives you some motivation and excitement, and you'll see, oh, I really don't need to bring this with me to my new way of living. That's not really going to do me any good. I just get rid of that. It'll help. Believe it or not, it can help you cut some of the cords that seem tough. So, guys, we're about to go off the air. I want to say thank you to everyone that tunes in. We appreciate each and every one of you. If you would like to join us in the Angel Retreat, I have those links up there. I'm going to be putting a meditation up in the next day or so for the new moon to the Angel Retreat members, guys. So I know some of you are in here. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be putting some of the recorded things up because everybody's on different schedules right now. I think it would be easier that way for all of us. I want everyone to know we really live in a time where we can make a difference. And it starts by you listening to your heart and making those choices and having the courage and just go for it mindset of, I'm going to take leadership of my life. This energy is going to help you out. Thanks so much for watching, listening. I love you guys. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit